on the phone with us now. This is a follow-up interview to yesterday's Website of the Week. Around these parts, we call him Double D, the Daily Dancer. If you go to dailydancer.com, not only will you see him dance in his living room to requests such as Britney Spears and Prince, but we got a hold of him yesterday and forced him to finally do something that rocked. The James Gang, Joe Walsh, Funk number 49, and he did it. And it was delivered this morning before 6:45. Double D, first of all, thank you for being so timely in
your
response to our request. That was really something.
And props to your work.
Yeah, we actually just wanted our producer Joe to call you so we could thank you.
Oh, thanks.
I think you you did the song justice.
Yeah.
I
mean, oh, definitely.
It's a pretty rocking tune, and I think you really pretty much rocked out on it. And
I liked it a lot.
We all agree that the sweatpant part was excellent.
Epic. Epic. You know, here on Eddie Van Halen's birthday, too, the air guitar was tight.
Mm-hmm.
I even put a blog comment on there for you, buddy.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, had you ever heard that song before we turned you on to it?
I think I did. It sounds very familiar.
Yeah. It's been used in a couple of movie soundtracks, most recently The House of D last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic, but whenever there's a movie that delves back into the 70s,
mm-hmm.
That's one of the songs they like to throw in there.
Cool. It's a good one.
Now, thank you. And I also appreciate you learning the words to it.
Oh.
And if nothing else, just sort of mouthing the air guitar. If you haven't heard, this is straight off the... Listen to Daily Dancer go on this. There he goes. You're just going for it. Daily. Daily Dancer, how long did you practice this, or is this a cold run? First try. Really? You got some moves, kid.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know if you call your moves anything in terms of you know how you're dancing, but at one point it appears that you're doing the lawnmower start. You know, is that actually the lawnmower start?
That's what I had in mind. Yeah, just somewhere like the beginning of the video, I thought, I could start a lawnmower here. So
right.
I went with it.
Looks like you slept on the couch last night too.
No. We just have a sheet there, just covering up the rips in the couch.
No, well, there's a pillow and a blanket. I mean, I'm pretty sure you slept there.
No. Oh, we don't sleep there. It's nice for napping in the afternoon.
Naps
but
are
that's
good.
All.
Yeah.
You do a lot of napping in the afternoon.
Hey,
not
man,
really.
A lot of dancing. I'd get tired.
You know, I also enjoyed, and I don't know if you have a name for this move, but I liked how you pointed out the hole in the knee on your sweats,
and then
about 30 seconds later, you tore it open. It was almost a foreshadowing of things to come.
Like, we knew it was coming,
yeah. It's like you called your shot.
Well, I mean, a few weeks ago, I ripped those pajama pants, basically, and I thought, you know, since they're partially ripped, I could go with this.
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
Well, and it fits sort of the rock theme that you were going for as well.
Video dancing theme.
By the way, if any of you have logged on to either dailydancer.com or our website where we linked your performance, ktyd.com, and you have a comment about the Double D's work, please. I know he'd love some feedback here. Most of the feedback you get is pretty positive, I would say, Double D.
Mostly, yeah.
Have you ever had any complaints? Like you had a request for a tune and you delivered your best performance and they thought it didn't live up to the expectation?
Not usually. Requests, people said good things when they request songs. I mean, I get bad comments from time to time from people that come by. It's like, what the F is this? But
sure. Hey, welcome to the spotlight, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever. They're probably, jealous. 600 to 800 pounds and can't move, so.
Mm. Or, as Julie put it, maybe they're just jealous. I mean, once you're big and I think you've exploded onto the national scene here, Double D, people are going to, you're going to get positive and negative. You know what I always say?
Mm.
It's never as good as you think it is. It's never as bad as you think it is either.
Yeah.
Just take it all with a grain.
Yeah,
you're having
for
fun,
sure.
Doing what you love. Keep going.
You know, correct me if I'm wrong, and on Julie's point, it seemed like you were enjoying yourself. Was that all the performance, or did you enjoy rocking a little bit?
Oh, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Good. You seem to be.
Yeah.
If not,
how could you not?
One hell of an actor.
Great tunes, you know.
Doing just your dance.
Doing my dance.
Hey, how do the ladies respond to your gyrations?
They got to like your moves.
They like it.
Worked for Elvis.
Yeah.
You got a girlfriend, though, right?
What's that?
You have a girlfriend, right?
Oh, yes.
She likes it.
Yeah.
Is she a dancer?
No.
You know, a lot of guys, they sort of have the girl. and then they'll get famous.
Yeah.
As Double D, you are.
Yeah.
And then they get all these offers, and sometimes guys will say, hey, that grass looks a little greener on that side of the fence. And when they'll leave the traditional girl behind, any of those thoughts crept into your mind?
Or do you got to keep her?
No, I'm happy.
She's a keeper.
Yeah.
You're not married, are you?
Not yet.
All right, well.
Stay true. Stay true, Double D.
Have the offers been coming in? I mean, for a guy like you, it must be pretty tough.
I get comments every once in a while.
You get comments.
People like it.
They're groupies. They're groupies. They mean nothing.
They're Double D groupies.
Right.
Some offers, though, coming in, huh, Double D?
Kind of.
Maybe a French kiss or two?
No offers for that yet.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, the James Gang has only been up on your website for a couple of hours. Wait till this gets around. You ripping your clothes off like that? Dude.
We should throw a Metallica song at him and see what happens then.
Too aggressive.
I mean, it'd be
too
out
aggressive.
Of control.
Too hard. One of the things that works about this song is it welcomes everybody in.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
yeah.
can come play at this party. Metallica, you're polarizing half the audience.
Yeah,
it's too hard.
But you're bringing in other people. You gotta be well-rounded. Well, you got to be
What, the
equal.
Meth Addicts? The Trailer Park? Glue Sniffers? Metallica? Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Have a little class. Bump it up a notch, man.
Yeah.
Raise the bar. Double D knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Go call Chestnut, man.
Way to stereotype.
I think,
there.
Though, Double D, you do still prefer the pop music, right?
I think people like it, too. A lot of people, know those tunes better.
Yeah.
So.
Another news. I can't believe you accused me of stereotyping. You nuts? Double D, thedailydancer.com. Check it out. View the video.
Well
like
done.
Metallica.
We're happy, man.
You threw us a plug on the site, too. We thought that was great.
Yeah.
And I know, too, I laid it on pretty thick yesterday, Double D, in
you
terms
sure
of
did.
You getting this done before you did any other requests.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad about that, but I thank you for doing it.
Oh, no problem.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Sometimes you got to lay it on a little heavy if you want to get things done, and I apologize if it was a little too much.
You
that's
were pushing,
okay.
but that's all right. Got done, and
yeah,
everybody's happy,
song.
And I think you're going to have some new viewers.
Well, I agree, and Double D, do you think this is going to push your work in a whole new direction? You know, get away from the Britney Spears a little bit.
Maybe. I mean, people request, songs I like that are a little more rock and roll, I'll do them.
Sure.
I mean.
Hey, how about around Super Bowl time, you do a little Stones since they're doing the halftime show?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. You know, a lot of people like the Stones.
Oh,
little TNA.
That's a possibility.
If you can do Mick Jagger, that would be awesome.
You know, I thought you actually, I made the comment earlier that you looked a little like Mick Jagger in some of those
moves.
Yeah,
you move like him.
Really?
Well, yeah.
You lunge the shoulders forward, you suck them back, the lips puff out, use a little bit there. There's a little MJ.
Are there any songs that you've turned down? Just got to know which ones. Are there any songs that you've turned down?
Or that you will turn down?
Well, I only do generally at least 3 dances a week. So, out of, how many requests, like 30 or more requests a week? I mean, I have to turn down pretty well most of the songs I get.
Got to be pretty picky these days.
Yeah. Selective.
Good
hey,
word.
Hey, you're the one in charge, so you get to do whatever you want.
Your show, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Double D, thanks again for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
DailyAtAnswer.com. It's been a real pleasure working with you.
Yeah.
We'll look for that Super Bowl song.
Okay.
Keep rocking.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready, baby. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. This is Gary Hoey, and you're listening to the best show on the planet Earth, The Early Show with Matt, Julie, and Hayseed. Check it out on K-Tide.